Monday, March 13, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3:01, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
Okay. We're going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll start off with the consent agenda.
Roll call.
Oh, excuse me. Roll call.
Kevin.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Thank you, Joan. Okay, we'll start with the consent agenda, the approval of the previous minutes for February 27th, 2017. Have a motion?
I would move to approve those minutes.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to new business. The assessor requesting the board approve a tax list correction of a data entry clerical error for parcel 22000846 mobile home.
Yeah, this is for Margie Ron. It was supposed to be on the list for last year during protest time and got missed, and she brought it to our attention last week, so we just went ahead and did it. It should have been on the list.
Okay. Okay, to have a motion.
Is there any concerns or comments about it? It's just a normal formality, is that right?
Yeah, it's from the list at protest time last year. Just got missed for getting the correction.
It was.
They were using the wrong depreciation table. They were depreciated as a house and not a mobile home.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to make an approved tax list correction on parcel 22000846 mobile home. For a mobile home correction.
Second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay. Move on to mail or emergency business. Okay. We have any public comments? Okay. I think we'll be adjourned.
Okay. We're going to call the Board of Commissioners to order. Can you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall in the entrance of the county boardroom. It's available for review of anybody that cares to follow along. We're going to start off with our consent agenda items. The approval of the previous minutes for the 27th of February 2017 and the payroll claims. And I went through the payrolls today and everything's in order, so I need a motion for the consent agenda items, please.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items.
Is that a motion by Bill?
Second.
Second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. We got the award, the bid for the county road grader. The bids were opened on the 27th and reviewed by the road committee and the highway superintendent. Basically, what we've come up with, I know that we're looking at some our budget and we're trying to put all of our finances together. And I know it was nice that Dan from Murphy let us, we already have an M from last year, and he let us use 662, right?
672.
672. The 672, he brought one to town, and I know I was on the town with Bill and Fred met, and they took the blades out on the road, and they compared, and it did everything that the CAT did, correct?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Good machine.
Yep, great machine. But I think what our plan is, I think once we get through our budget time here in the next several months, I think maybe before fall, we would like to maybe put it out for bids again, and before wintertime, look at a machine at that time with our finances. So, any comments, concerns, or anything anybody want to talk about?
I think it's a good idea, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's vote for it.
So we need a motion to not award at this time, or just let it go?
But we do appreciate you bringing it out, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to B then. We don't need to take any action on that. HCI Real Estate Company and Flatwater Crossing, Inc. requesting the board to approve an assignment and amendment to the development agreement by and between HCI Real Estate Company and the City of South Sioux City in Dakota County, Nebraska. Kim, I'm sure you've read through that. And I think there was just some, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's just a few changes the way they went from the HCI to the Flatwater Crossings, is that correct?
Yeah.
And then the way they want to do the capture the tax increment financing, there was some
it's
changes.
Broken down,
the way they're going to disperse the monies. So it's basically just some correction and some language. We've paid
they're
them.
Just assigning it to a different company.
Just assigned to a different company. So that's basically all they've done, is they're just switching it from over from one company to the other company. So anyways, they just need our signature and our blessing on it. So any questions?
It's not going to delay anything. There's no.
No, I don't think it's delaying anything. It's just some language, though, that they want to change some things. Kim's looked at it. Joan's looked at it. We got everything looks fine, right?
It doesn't change
nothing that goes on with us,
county.
Right?
No, it just breaks
change.
Down like
400,000
payments,
yeah.
And then how they're gonna make phases and sub phases to get things done.
Okay. It'll probably benefit us the way they're gonna probably take the TIF money, right? The way they're gonna TIF area.
Mm.
No.
There's no benefit to the county.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, it ain't like they're going to...
Is it causing a detriment to us? Are we losing money on this?
Oh, yeah, we will. But that's past tense. That's,
on this change, though?
No, the change is not going to change anything. So, anyways, I will make a motion to make the change, the Flatwater Crossing Recording, the amendment from the... HCI to the Crosswater.
Flatwater.
My bad. Flatwater. Crosswater, Flatwater.
Second.
Okay, so I got a motion by myself and then a second by Tony.
Just real quick, I want to go on record, and you know I've been against this. Not the project itself. I appreciate Ho-Chunk's commitment to Dakota County and South Sioux City by backing this development. A couple things I didn't agree with. One was a TIF, and the other is the road that I think we give $800,000 to build the road. And that's my only disagreement on those two things. I do appreciate Ho-Chunk's commitment to the county, but just to set that record, that's why I'm voting the way I vote.
So you're not going to vote any different today then, huh?
No, I can't.
Okay, I know. I'm just teasing when I say that. I've seen people do that, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But anyways, call roll on that, please, Joan.
Okay. Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
No.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to C. Jason Bogenreith, the Catalyst Solution presentation to the board regarding the Internet Technology Service. Jason's here.
Yep.
You have the floor, my friend.
Thank you. My name is Jason Bogner with Catalyst Solutions. For those who don't know, we're an IT solutions firm. We've been in the Sioux Land area for over 20 years. John Pritchard, he has ran ever since. He still runs it today. We have about 12 employees today. Came in here and spoke with Jonah on a whim, and this is how it kind of came to fruition, kind of assessing what you currently have today. Submitted a proposal for you. It's kind of a broad overview, but within that proposal, you have a dollar amount per hour. With that, it's we went off our best judgment from what your current provider is supporting you with and what we have today. So what we're going to do with that proposal there is we're going to go ahead and help create an IT committee with you. So we want to work with you. So we'll help you form an IT committee and help spearhead that to kind of see exactly what you want. Because we don't know all the ins and outs of everything you have now and the plans you have in the future. So we're here to work with you, try to iron all that out and get that done over a period of time. Now with that quote, like I said, based on what you have today, we can find some efficiencies so that we find the worst case scenario with that quote. And our number one priority is our service. Okay? And we can come in here, sell you hardware, sell you this, sell you that. Without service, we really don't have anything, and that's what we pride ourselves on. And we like to create the partnerships. We're not going to dictate you what you have. We're not going to tell you you have to have this. We'll give you options. Say, you want to go this route? Here's option A, and here's option B, and Y. So we'll actually work with you to make sure everything works well for us and you. Because we don't want to support something that we have no idea about, or you want something that's going to take us more support versus what you have. And with that quote we gave you, there's no commitment. So we don't want to come out here and say, yeah, you need to stay with us for 1 year, 3 years, everything right out the gate. Let us prove ourselves to you. No, we don't want to, anyone coming here saying, yeah, we're going to give you 3 years and we'll knock this out. Well, you're stuck with them for 3 years if they have horrible service. And we'll prove that to you and make sure that you like us as far as service goes and everything of that nature. So then I also brought a couple of gentlemen here, Stephen and Mike. What we do is we appoint a couple people to your account. They're going to know the ins, the outs of your whole network, how you run, what you should do, give you some proposals of that nature. So if one's sick, the other one will have backup in case you need someone right away. And then they also have a team underneath them that can support them. So we'll have specialists in mail, in servers, in workstations, things of that nature. So we try to make you more efficient than anything. And we don't want to be out here as much as you don't want us out here. You know, most cases you're out here on the clock, hey, let's go. I got things to go. You're charging me, you know. So we don't want that. We create an environment that's best for both parties. And what we also do is listen to our customers to what you want. We try to provide. If we can't, obviously we partner up with other companies, other vendors. So if they're specialized in something, we'll bring them in to help make everything a little bit more efficient. That's kind of the base of our company there. And John has a little presentation he'll show you here in just a moment. But another thing is once the three-month period is done, then we would put you in a one-year agreement. So within that 1 year, what we'll do is we'll establish a time frame to come out here every so often, say once a week, twice a week, whatever we feel is necessary. So you know you have our technicians here for four hours or 8 hours that whole day. So you can come up with a list within a week saying, I have this little issue, this little issue, this little issue. We'll knock it out there instead of calling us up and having to come out every single time. Or if there is an issue that needs immediate attention, you call us, we'll come out, or we can even do it remotely. And I'll let John handle the presentation for you.
Did you want me to come up there? And
yes.
Sure.
This won't take too long. I just wanted to give you kind of some ideas on what we actually do, show you some deliverables. So, as he mentioned, we've been in the Siouxland area for 22 years. Most of our customers are right within a 20 to 50 mile radius. What we're proposing here, we're pretty flexible with the way that we work with customers. So what we're proposing here, based on what our walkthrough was like, we need to do an assessment of the situation. We call that a discovery, so getting a little more detail. And I'll show you what some of the results of that discovery are. And the deliverables are yours. They're not something that we're going to keep. We're going to let you have them so that if you wanted to use them, down the road for another reason, that would be fine. Jason mentioned the technology committee. I think it's really important to keep the communication going between us so that we stay on task, so that things don't get off task. Develop a plan that balances the needs of budgets, needs and budgets. That's we're a small business. We have to do the same thing. We understand that we can't always go with a high-end deal. And in the meantime, we have to address your issues. So these are a couple examples of deliverables that we do. One of the things that's really important to us up front is a discovery of the network so that we know how things are connected, so that we can, one, make that a little more efficient, and two, we can troubleshoot quicker once we have this documentation. We also do a discovery of the server inventory so that we know what capacity we have and what options we can give you as far as if this server goes down, what's the recovery time to get you back up, what services are critical, that kind of thing. This is a screenshot of a screen that we use. When we do an assessment, we can actually capture information about the workstations and servers on your environment, and it can give us information about are they running as expected, or if there's something out of the norm, do we need to address that? We manage our tickets, our service tickets, in something called ConnectWise. It's an industry standard out there that is used to put in the tickets and make sure that they're being addressed. And you also have access to that through a customer portal so that you can see where you're at with those tickets, so that if you're wondering, hey, I called about this, where is it at? You can look it up and see where you're at, and you can even enter tickets in that way. Periodically, depending on the size of the customer and their needs, we'll meet anywhere from every 2 weeks to a couple times a year, where we'll go through all the tickets that are out there. The ones in red are the ones that had been completed since the last meeting. The ones in green are the ones that are currently out there. And the red text is the changes since our last meeting, so that we can stay on tab with the communication. That's really important to us. And then on a periodic basis, we can run reports that will then show you the health of your network, where you're at with disk space, if you see anything coming down the road. And I know we went through that pretty quick, but I just wanted to make sure you understood that there is some meat behind the talk, that we really do have some tools there to help us help you. So, thanks.
Thank you.
And this last part of it too. So after that 3 month run that we kind of quoted you there, we want to make sure that we can kind of come up with a budget for you. So you know, going for the rest of the year, we come up with a 3-year plan. So by the end of the 3 months, you'll know what you're going to spend on monthly for IT services, which department's using it, so you can kind of disperse it that way.
What the future beholds, what each department's going to need.
Right, for the most part. I mean, we can't look out 5 years or anything like that, but at least
right off the bat,
yes, okay, this department, they need 5 hours a month. This one needs 10. These need 20.
But as far as equipment and all the above, I mean, you'd be able to tell us, hey, in the next X amount of months or a year, you're gonna need an upgrade or...
Yeah, and that's what the committee as well. So you tell us you need, say, a wireless solution in here. You'll get a proposal for that, so you know what to budget for that. You need a new server, we'll do this. You need workstations, you can do that. Then we can try to standardize on some things. It'll make things a little bit more efficient. That way there's less breaks, there's less support and things of that nature. So over time, your price declines as far as hours needed. So in the beginning, yeah, no matter who you go with, there's going to be some time and some money spent. But as it gets down, you know, to the wire, and once everything's running smoothly, that's when you're going to see a lot of cost savings there, because we're not out here every single day trying to fix things. We know everything's working fine. You're happy with everything. No issues, maybe training here or there. And like I said, every department's going to be different, but we'll have that niche down and know the ins and outs of each department, everything.
Your IT committee you're talking about, would that be like one person from your shop and a couple people from ours?
It'd be the gentleman here that know the ins and outs of everything. And then the committee would be from each department or whatever it is on your side. So you're going to tell us what you want.
All right.
And we'll work together to try to have that common goal, get that goal done.
And I like the idea after the 3 months to come up with some kind of an estimate for an annual.
Right.
Are there other counties or cities that you're currently working with?
Yes. There's one across the river that we're doing a project with, rather large project. We have the city of Warren City, the city of Hayward. I've given a couple of examples to Joan, a couple referrals. So if you need more, let me know. We can.
And then a lot of the help. So some of the stuff that you can do remotely?
Correct.
And would those be the same people or staff people that would take the care of the remote
stuff? It may depend on the situation. I mean, if it's like an email issue and something like that, and we have someone on hand, we'll have a help desk that can take care of those small ones. Or you need an email reset or a password.
And then the people that help remotely or are here, they build at the same hourly rate?
Right, correct. So you can have an engineer who would normally in the industry bill out $150 to $200, you get them for the set rate. So you're not having someone come in here at X amount of dollars and then someone here higher, and you want this guy because he's cheaper, but he's taking more time, mm-hmm. or then you have to come in and out. So if someone comes in, they get stuck, they're going to call another person, hey, I've got this issue, you're very efficient at it, you know, like the back of your hand. That's the person we're going to bring in and have them support over the phone while the other technician is here. So we don't want to have someone come in here and learn on your expense. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing. When like I said, we don't want to be out here as much as you don't want us out here. Overall, just to make sure, you know, that we're watching the clock. If we know things are running right, the calls will go down, and that's when, if you have 40 hours a month and we're knocking everything out, we're not going to say, you're paying for this whole year, we'll move you down. I mean, over the course of every year, so the more efficient you are, the better. Runs.
Okay, I'm sure we're going to have any questions for Jason or John or the two nerds. I'm just kidding, Mike and Steve, right?
Mike and Steve, yep.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Everybody has to have them, right?
That's right. Without them and technology.
Exactly.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Thank you. Okay, let's move on. We're going to go to Dave. Riverside, that's RTI. He's going to give a presentation to the board regarding the internet technology services. Wow.
Hi there.
Welcome, Dave.
You guys all have this. Yep. I didn't get a chance to prove it or not. As details of how we operate and what we're proposing to do.
Can't get healthy.
To give you a high level of what we did, came in and talked with Joan, looked at stuff a little bit, and then came back with, here's what we're proposing. Let's come in and do a full assessment. That assessment includes full network, including, server and network infrastructure results, list all the devices out, list them out by how they're in the network today, and also the life cycle, in other words, where they're at in the process. In other words, are they under warranty or not, or where they are moving forward. Proposing to do that for the wireless environment as well. We'll do an Active Directory assessment, which is baseline what the server, how it operates internally, how it's working. Come back with assessment on how that's working and then what we'll make changes on to make that work better than it is today. Same with server storage and virtualization. Go through, analyze it, come back with a plan for that. The next page, 5, we look at the security. So we'll look at the security environment for firewalls, for any content filtering, for applications, for malware, anti-malware, antivirus. Map out a strategy for mediation with that as well. We'll look at the email configuration on what that looks like today and how that's set up. And then we're going to come back and do a full printer assessment. What that does is it analyzes how many printers you have, how many pages you print on each printer, how much you're spending on that, can give you an idea of what you're paying per printer. Because if I ask you what your printer budget is, 9 times out of 10 you're going to say, well, it's whatever we pay for ink plus the printers. It just kind of goes out the door. To be able to tell you exactly how many pages you've printed within that 30-day period or 60, however long we want to monitor and look at that. This bottom part just kind of gives you an idea of what we include with our managed services. We don't assign a person. Assigning a person or two good and bad to that. We just have never done that. The reason we don't is if Ryan is my geek that I have with me today. He prefers geek, not nerd. That's a bad word in his language. Don't ask me why. It's just his preference.
Well, he no offense, but he doesn't look like a nerd.
Ooh.
Okay. I said no offense, okay? I said no offense.
Nice. So we don't assign them because if something happens to that person, they get hit by a truck, they're
right.
The one that knows everything about it. We've been in business for over 10 years. We have 120 full-time employees. We have a live help desk in North Sioux City with people available on the phone online and engineers available as well. What we're proposing is to include the help desk, the monitoring and management, and engineering with that. With this analysis, we're going to look at it, and we don't set up a committee. We don't set up a committee. We'll meet with each department individually. Usually each department has their IT guy or their guy that they say is their guy that knows the most about IT. Talk about what they're doing and how and what their needs are, and then come back with a overall view of what that looks like together. We can do a committee if that's how you guys want to go about it, but it's usually much more effective if we work with each one individually to get the true answers on what's going on with each department to move forward. And then what we're going to do is put together a plan for you. But here's what it looks like over the next 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. Now, can you do a 5-year plan in 30 days? No. But at least get a 1-year plan in place and then help with a 3 and a 5. Here's what it looks like now, and then going forward, how do you look at that? We also do our billing and our setup quite a bit differently. The way we work up is on a flat rate. In other words, I would give you a cost on what it costs to manage and monitor and run everything you need at the county level. And it is the cost. It's not I charge you every time I come out here. It's not I charge you every time you call. Are there some months we're going to lose? Absolutely. But we have
some months you're going to win? Absolutely.
Right. So we have a conversation about that and talk about, okay, here's what the budget is. Here's what we're working with, and then come back and have that meeting about at least a quarter to sit down and go over here's how things are going on our perspective versus yours.
And that's year to year, I assume.
Absolutely. We can do it on a 1 year or 2 years.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you'd have to, we'd have to look at that because we don't want to have the shortfall or you guys. I mean,
right.
If you went a year's time and figuring out how much time you're going to be here.
Yes, we do it on a 1 year, and there is a 90-day get out. You can get out at any time. In other words, if you say, hey, I'm done, I don't like your service, you know, let's go. Knock on wood, and have that situation. So, but you can't get out of within that 90 days. We do provide, well, John had pretty picture about the different reports. We provide what we call an executive summary on a monthly basis. We'll provide that to whoever you want to, and it's a high level on how are the servers running, how's the network running, and it gives you scores that non-technical people can understand. It gives you a percentage at the top, anywhere from 70 to 100%, and it'll give you that on a monthly basis. We provide that. We use the same software they use, so it's kind of interesting, but we use the exact same software they use. We use a little bit different. I'm not sure if they use the icon method or not, but we actually put an icon in the sys tray of every system, and you can literally either click on the icon to submit a ticket, or you can send an email, or you can pick up the phone and call. So any one of those ways are the way that we operate. What we would propose is we come in and we do the AV and spam as well, but we would look at what you have today for that in the different departments. If I were to go to the different departments, I'm sure there's different running in different areas. But one thing is to make sure that everyone has that covered on that side for the security side of stuff. And then post-assessment, this is kind of we come back with, you know, what are the security risks, what are the conflicts, you know, what does performance look like, what do you have for things that are out of warranty today? And then, you know, we'll have that review and meeting about here's what we're going to look at on the one accepted plan. Next is just kind of a map of what a wireless assessment would look like. We'll come here, we'll walk in with a portable unit. We'll map out everything. It'll show you where your weaknesses and coverages in your wireless throughout the different areas, so you know where stuff needs to be moved or et cetera. Next one is just kind of a little bit more detailed picture of one particular access point and how that looks in different areas. This IT score is kind of that's as part of that assessment. It comes back with a score of when we do that full assessment, here's what it looks like and and it kind of goes into, can dive into detail on the different infrastructure from there. Next page is just a network topology map, just a high-level map that we'll develop on how the network looks like today. And then that will be provided to you, and then that's a leading, you know, it's a living, breathing document. As the network changes, we make changes to that, so you know how and what it looks like, and et cetera. Last page is just that printer examples on what that looks like. Can break it down by printer and how that looks for each of the different printers. And then the last thing I just want to touch on, the level of engineers that we have, kind of crazy smart guys, have guys that are part of InfraGuard, which is the third-party company that gets information before it's released to the general public. So when security risks and security things happen, like I always think of the target, you know, breach and those type of things, they get that information before the general public does. We have banks that we manage that the FDIC sends out a message every so often that, hey, did you do this, this, and this? And my guys, Ryan and Anthony, are usually like, well, yeah, I did that already. You know, it's already done before that information is out in the general public.
Okay.
I don't pretend to know a lot about IT because I don't. But the question I have on both companies, you're providing services, our printers and so on, or computers, we still buy from our old suppliers. If we
buy want. From wherever you want to buy them from.
You can buy from them, or
you both have it available.
Yeah, we have. We're the fifth largest service provider for HP in the nation, so we have some access to parts and pieces that would be.
Well, we're not obligated.
Not obligated to buy it.
And I'm on the same page with Bill. You know, and I know when I stopped in to talk to you the other day, I know I sat down with you guys when you guys were talking, and I just joke about the nerd thing. I respect you guys because I think I'm just jealous because I know nothing about computers. Okay, so, but I think what we're going to do, correct me if I'm wrong here, hopefully in the next 2 to 4 weeks, we can look at everything and figure what we want to do. Is there any other questions for Dave? Anybody have any questions for him? Or Jason, I guess. But no, we appreciate both you guys coming in today. And only thing we need to do is we just need to sit down and figure out what makes sense for us, what we need to do. I know that we're tied in right now with Nexus. And obviously we need to get some passwords and things yet. Is that correct? So they can still get into... Is it the firewall? Is that correct?
Yeah, or
the server?
You know, your admin password.
Right.
And everything. Yeah, that's your information.
Right. Right. Now, either one of you companies do not have a problem of giving us that information, such to Joan, and she can have it under her lock and key.
Yeah, we had that same conversation with Jason.
Right.
We're on the same pages.
You
won't. It's ridiculous if anyone else has that.
Yeah.
It's like holding a hostage for this.
What is it? And it surprises me because it's an act of Congress to try to get that password from them.
Yeah.
And if they do come over here, it's top secret that they got to punch it in and nobody watches them. I'm assuming that's the way it's happened.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ours. We paid for it. Right?
Correct. It's your equipment.
Kind of half pisses me off a little bit. Sorry. But anyways, okay, so we'll be contacting both of you guys, right, Joan? And then we'll be figuring out where we're going to be at, questions and et cetera, okay?
Sure, if you have any other questions in the meantime, feel free to email them to me.
Yep, sounds great. All right,
thank you guys.
Appreciate it, thanks. Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous here. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent Road Report. Why? Cold here? I know it.
February 26th through March 11th, 233 total road maintenance hours, snow removal 33 hours, aggregate 1,463 tons, signs and barricades 60 hours, road concerns just one. Minimum maintenance road needed to be graded on Lynch Avenue.
My son hasn't even been out there, I bet.
Pretty good shape.
Lynch Avenue is his road.
Ed Morey appreciates it.
Yeah, Ed, yeah. I told him, I said, if Ed Murray ever stops you after and yells at you, just Bill Rohde said you could be up there. I'm Bill Rohde's nephew. Okay, good. Any other questions for Fred? My question is to you, Fred, is the signs, the department, that's all going smooth, good transition, it's going well?
It's moving ahead, smooth. I don't know about, but it is moving ahead.
Well, I just know that there is a lot of work to be done there, but we made the right move is what I'm asking.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, right, good. A little bit more than what we thought it was.
Right. And a lot of signs.
We're getting into a new program with the retro
reflectometer,
trying to do it all on computer, and it's taking a little bit of time.
Yeah, is there a deadline on that? Because I remember when Joan and I and you, I think we went to Norfolk to...
I think they
moved it. That's been a couple, two or three years ago.
Back in 2019, the federal government did. Just because it was taking so many cities, counties to comply.
Yeah. That's a lot of work. Okay. Any other questions for Fred before we...
Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, appreciate it, Fred. Thanks. We're going to move on to Sheriff Kleinberg's jail report. Costs are up a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, they did go up a little bit. So our county inmates for the month of February is 107. Calendar average, 104. Feds averaging on both about 8. Fiscal year, 6 feds, averaging about 109. So Marshals, 13 grand. ICE, 2. This is just for February. About 16-1 for all our federal stuff. So, yeah, and you're right. The cost went up a little bit per inmate, and I think that I can explain that away with the bills we're trying to clean up from the last medical stuff. We're still got some of them hanging over our heads.
Okay.
I think Joan got a copy of one of them.
Was there a big one in there?
Well, there's one for about 16 grand, and it was a vet we had. Took him to the hospital. It was last May. Vets covered it. Now the hospital say, no, you got to pay extra, about 16 grand. So I told Michelle to keep kicking that down the road until next year. But I don't understand why the vet administration doesn't pick it up, or the hospital give us a Medicare rate, and that's what she's fighting right now. For all of a sudden, we're not in contract with those guys no more. It seems like they want to charge us the full rate, which I understand. But... the new health care provider, you know, they're getting their feet in there. We're doing good with those guys. First couple weeks here, we've had them. So, but we're still trying to clean up from 2 years ago.
Right, okay.
You know, the juvenile thing, that's just amazing how that's working out. I never expected that to work out like it has, because we usually average a couple of those guys, and we're not anymore. So
that's a huge cost.
That is a huge cost.
And that what's is. The difference on that? I mean, what's the difference? What did we do? Because
well, actually, probation took it over last year, and I think we all the sheriffs kind of seen a rise in our juvenile, and I think they're just not putting people in jail. See, because we got a, because we contract with that.
Yeah,
and it's very expensive.
And so, diversion had to help out a lot.
And diversion is helping out a lot. Yeah, I guess.
Do you see that, Kim?
Yeah, the intakes. Some of them that. Maybe you used to go to detention, don't now.
Really?
I can't remember. Oh, I guess last month we had one over there.
That probably creates problems for long term, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I got juveniles running around that aren't going to go to jail, so.
Scared straight.
I don't know if they'll get that in Nebraska.
I don't think they will.
But, you know, I expect hopefully next month we can get these average costs down a little bit, back down in the 50s. I'd like to see them back down in the 40s. And we're still dealing with more marshals. I know this month, the next month's report is going to show you we're dealing with, excuse me, marshals, ICE, immigration. We've picked that up quite a bit. So, you know, we only hold those for 7 days. We don't got a contract to hold them for any longer, which I don't really suggest we even pursue that.
So it's working out fine for the 7 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions for Chris on the jail report? Keep plugging away. Good job.
A little.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, is everybody ready for this? Tiffany Hansen, Health Director. Quarterly report.
I won't keep you long, I promise. I'll try.
No, it doesn't matter keep you long. Just be prepared. Just be mentally focused and ready.
It's not that bad. Okay, so we had our health board meeting semi-annual report, which I should get a copy for you guys, but I'll kind of give you a brief synopsis. We went over the number of kids that were vaccinated in the July 2016 to December 2016 cycle. We had 871 kids vaccinated with just over 2,000 shots, 127 adults with just over 315 vaccinations. Compared to last year, we were at 952 children and 188 adults. So we kind of see a little bit of a flap going on, but the WIC clinic introduced new immunization schedule, so I think that's a little bit to do with our numbers fluctuating. Revenue-wise, this year from July 1 to December 31st, we had 116,381 deposits. Oops, sorry, guys. Compared to last year, we were at 59,844. So a lot of that is to do with our minority health grant. We get a substantial increase, and so that kind of helped with our revenue stream this cycle, which hopefully will continue because I just submitted a new RFA for that grant today. BT, which is our preparedness funds, we submitted second quarter reports. We got a reimbursement for just over $10,000. Jen is currently working on her call down drill, so if you're sit on our health board or our volunteer board, you'll probably get a phone call from her. She's also been working with some community partners to work on more points of dispensing. So anybody who has a nurse on staff, we're trying to get them on board to be able to dispense vaccines and antibiotics if we were to have an emergency. Immunizations, we just submitted fourth quarter reports. We got about $2,600 back, which was the remaining of our reimbursements that we could get for last year. We started a new cycle, which was January 1, 2017. We're going to get just over $30,000 for this grant this year. West Nile virus, the new grant's going to start April 1st, and so we're going to try and get out some more of the mosquito wipes, the dunks available. We usually send those to the area vets, and we're going to try and do some stands or distribution sites is what the state calls them at the local ball fields and stuff. So we'll put some wipes out and some information and some dunks for the public so people can take advantage of that. Our minority health grant, we just submitted a new RFA for funding today, which is about $181,000 total for the two-year cycle. We're going to be wrapping up, or we just did wrap up quarter six, and we got $18,000 back in reimbursements. Radon grant, we have radon kits available for all Dakota County residents for $1 in the health department, and we encourage everybody to do it before it gets to the springtime where people open up their homes. So usually now is the best time where everything's enclosed to get your homes tested. We also have our Health Hub grant, which focuses on chronic disease management, colorectal cancer prevention, breast cancer prevention, and cervical cancer prevention. So right now we're doing, because it's the month of March, it's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And
how's
so
that working out? Is there people getting tests? I've seen.
Yeah, people are doing really well.
How's the test work? So I asked somebody, they couldn't answer.
So we have.
Do I want to know?
We have not really, probably. So we have FOBT kits available at the health department for free for any Dakota County resident that's over 50 years old. You come in, you fill out a little form, we track it. Essentially, you get three test kits, and you go home, you put this piece of paper in your toilet, essentially, and then you have produced stool, obviously, and then you take these little sticks, essentially, and you get a little dab on each one for each of the test kits, and then you send them into Nebraska.
I've done that with my dog before.
Well, then you're familiar. And then they will let you know if you have a cold blood in your stool, which is a sign for polyps, an early sign for cancer, colorectal cancer.
But a lot of people, like I said, I've seen the email. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, Natasha's going to take them out to the WIC clinic. They went out to the senior center with them. We're going to do some more promotion around to the local businesses. The Tyson Family Healthcare and Sealand Community Health Center also all have promotional material and referrals available. So we're hoping to see some more people take advantage of it.
You'd have to make sure you had the right bowel movement going and stuff like that.
The right, one. So we have that going on, so okay. Encourage people that those are available and to get screened if they're above 50 and a Dakota County or a Nebraska resident for that matter. Our last thing that we talked about was our Medicaid contracts. If you haven't heard, Nebraska transitioned to Heritage Health, which is now new Medicaid providers. And so we just finalized all of our new Medicaid contracts, which are with WellCare, United, and Total Care. Any questions?
Good report.
Good report.
From a little bit that I caught of it, yeah, it was a good report.
Well, I can print it off for you if you want.
No. I know you guys are doing a great job over there. What questions do we have for her? Anybody have any questions? Yeah, keep up the good work. Everything's going well, your people?
Yeah, the new space is great. It's been working out really well for clients and getting back to everybody and finding resources. And so, we're really pleased, and everyone's moving forward and making really progress. So we don't have any complaints.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, D, on the miscellaneous, the approval of the resolution 17C-003 regarding the renewal of the interlocal agreement for a 5-year period of operation of the Pelican, that street sweeper grant back purchase stormwater association grant funds. It's just a renewal. You know, we have that, and I was talking to Joan about that prior. We have access to it, the city in Dakota City, and we've used it during the Hoodall days, I think Joan said. But
that's all we've used it.
I think so. I don't know of any other times, but anyways, it's just a renewal for another 5 years. So I just need an approval on the 17C-003 just to renew it for another 5 years.
Are these small towns able to use it through the county?
Yep.
They can?
Yep.
Over Hubbard, Jackson. Yep. Okay.
The agreement provides for allocation and use of the equipment.
So
kind of prorate the cost.
Maintenance, fuel, that type of thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
I wonder if they're aware of that, some of these small towns. Do you think they are?
I would bet they're not.
I don't know. I'll take it to our little town.
If I had to guess.
They should be, but I think they've been hired somebody in the past every spring.
Really?
I think. I'll do a little check. I would move to approve resolution 17C-003. Renewing the interlocal agreement for a period of 5 years.
Okay, I got a motion by Bill.
Second.
And a second by Kevin. You call roll, please, Joan.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Committee reports. I know we've been kind of talking with all the department elected officials and department heads about our budget. I know that the week before, Bill and I met with Joan. We met for a couple hours and just went over some things. And we've asked the elected official and department heads to look at their budget and see if they can come back. We're meeting with them on the 27th, and to come back with a 10% cut on their budget for us to be able to balance our budget here coming up at the end of June. So Joan still has to do some entering on some things, and once they get all the numbers back to us, I know this Friday Bill and I and Joan were going to go to a workshop in Norfolk, and we're going to talk with Larry Dix from NACO. I think he's going to have some ideas for us as well, so kind of curious to talk to him, see what he has to say. I know we've talked to Randy several times. Thank you for your time. I know. And we'll probably get back with you. We wanted to see where Larry's at. And a lot of your questions that you brought to us, as we looked at them, it's a lot of questions that we've kind of have overseen ourselves, you know, with some things. Legitimate questions, good questions. But I think we want to see where they're going to be at, Randy, with their 10% and where they're going to be at. And then to see what Larry has to say, what we can and cannot do as a board. You know, obviously, we know that we're pretty powerless people here. I mean, we are. I mean, fact of the matter is, we're kind of I don't want to say it, but a post. I've already sworn one time today, I don't want to swear again, but we're pretty powerless. Yes, you say that we have, you know, people always say, you know, the only power we have is our budget. Well, the fact of the matter is, yeah, we can sit there and say this is what you're going to get, but at the same time, it still has to be doable for each department to be able to operate. So it's a very fine line for us when it comes to budget time. And that's the reason why we wanted to get everybody involved as well, so they can see where we're at. Instead of us just coming after, you know, all the elected officials, whacking them, you know, with a stick, we just wanted to get everybody's input. Because we're all in this together. I mean, it's a fact. I've said many of times, we all get paid by the same checkbook. You know, so anyways, hopefully by the 27th, we'll have some better ideas. And once we talk to Larry, what our do's and don'ts are and some ideas from him as well. So we'll keep everybody in touch and in contact with that.
Set up another meeting date.
Yeah, we're going to set up another meeting date here. Once Bill and I and Joan, we'll get with everybody and see, you know, via email what works for everyone. But I think we're going to be fine. Like I said, there's going to be a little hardship going on, you know, to face the facts of the matter of what we're up against financially. And I want to stress, we have not been drunken sailors spending money. I mean, we really haven't. You know, a lot of people question, well, what's the point of this and that? Well, that's meaning the boardroom and the health department. If we get the extension office over there, and once we get our new budget, you know, the monies that this costs to do this here and the money that we're going to save by getting them back in this building, you know, it's going to pay for itself. You know, getting the extension back over here. I know we still got to meet with the Papio people. They've had some questions. Schumacher with Bill. There's a lot of avenues that we got to cover, but I think it's going to work out fine. I do. Like I said, it's going to be some hardships, some people that aren't going to be happy. But I think if we all come together as a team, I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be tough, but we just got to face the facts.
Very well said. Joan's provided us some line item actual expenses today, what our budget was, where we're over, where we're under, what we did last year, the things where we spent money last year we won't be faced with this year. And I think when all the smoke clears, you know, everybody's going to have to trim a little bit, but I think we're going to be fine. You know, not taking this maintainer. You know, that come back to haunt us maybe someday. I don't know. We'll have to rebid it again this summer. But there are several ways we can trim. You know, we have some control of our expenses as a board. Each department, I think, is going to be good to work with. They've all come forward on this committee, and everybody has some different ideas on how to cut our revenue, as we know, is frozen. It is what it is. But I think in the end, we'll all work together. We've been through this before. Maybe not to this extreme, but we've survived before. We'll get through this.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Okay, any other commissioner committee reports? I know tomorrow, Tony and I meet with the LEC, our quarterly. We used to meet monthly, now we're meeting quarterly. So we'll meet with them tomorrow night at 5.
I met with the health department last week, and Tiffany pretty much ran over everything that we talked about. So that's... She handled that. Yeah, it was good. She had a good report. A lot of people using her services, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
She does an impressive job.
Yeah,
very for being as young as she is, she's very professional. I'm very impressed with her.
Thank you for being there, Marty. I missed that one.
I'm going to say something to the safety committee because I didn't. I kind of late.
What about you guys' safety committee? Anything good there?
I came late. I didn't get most of that.
Yeah, I was there for a while.
We talked about employee badges at one time, and that machine has not working anymore, so not sure where that's going.
I've never seen something so complicated in my life that's been talked about so much. Seriously. I mean, something that seems so simple, but anyways, whatever. Whatever. Well, it is what it, yeah, you're right. It is what it is, but it's just like, wow. I mean, you hear about it and you talk about it. It's like, you know, let's move on to something else. If it ain't going to happen, take it off the sheet and just quit talking about it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good with that.
Kind of holiday, aren't I? What's going on with me today?
We went to the
angry.
We went to the legislation launch for a committee on March 6th, and we have the Department of Roads with us, and they talk a lot. What a key project in northeast corner of Nebraska, you know, the Jackson storm sewer replacement. One thing they want to do, they're going to not the surface, but they're going to fix the Highway 20 from Jackson up to where how far they go? I forgot.
So Highway 81?
Highway 81.
Ooh, yeah. Long ways.
Yeah. And one thing that I forgot to mention to them, but I'm going to mention to you guys, that I talked to Penn Miller after we got out of the meeting and we visited him. Both of us contacted the Department of Roads. She did and I did about turning line for the ethanol plant, you know, because that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And it creates some accidents out there that you know. And, they don't think it's feasible at this time, but there's something they can take in consideration and do it, because you know, I'm living there and I know the traffic they go through Highway 20. I mean, it's just the landfill alone is 250 trucks a day just on the landfill. Ethanol plant produced by 20 to 40 trucks, it all depends what kind of the season is, you know, and ourselves is about 10 to 15 trucks. It's not that, you know, we're the smallest, but still all the traffic, the grain, farmers, and what have you. So that turning line is very necessary on that. So we mentioned to that, but I don't know if they do anything at this time, but they're aware of it.
Kevin, does on an accident report, I know back in the old days there was a box, should there be an engineering study on that? Is that still there?
Yes.
Back in the mid to late 80s, they were having a lot of accidents out here at 3577. And every time we had an accident there, we would check the box, there should be an engineering study, and they would always come back to us and say, well, there's not an issue. And but every time you do it, they have to follow up on it. And then finally they did, and then 12 years leading up to that time when they put the light there, 13 people died at that intersection. And in the time since, I'll bet you there hasn't been four in the 25 years since. There have been a half dozen. So I don't know if that's something that's still available or not, but something to look into anyway. Because you can definitely see with all them trucks where it's a traffic issue.
So this is what they said.
But it's definitely a busy road with all the traffic from Ponca and just people commuting. Yeah, it's busy.
Sure.
We had this conversation once before. Didn't we have like a meeting out there or something that we're talking? Tony, didn't we have a meeting about that road and that returning lane out there once before with
the
ethanol plant? Was it the ethanol plant or was it the state people that came to the Jackson Legion?
I don't remember either.
Anyways.
Okay. Something else,
Tony? Well, let me read the email. They got a copy of it?
No.
Pam Miller sent an email, and he says, I spoke to Kevin today, and he will pass in my contact information to Bob, the project manager for the project, and will keep me informed on plan, etc. Kevin did say the plan is to start on the west end of the and camp east in the later year. I told him we had preferred today start at Jackson and go west so they could be beyond Siouxland Ethanol before harvest season. He said they will discuss and let me know, and thanks me for the information. He also said they did a traffic study 2 years ago, and the truck traffic did not justify a turning lane of Siouxland Ethanol. And that's exactly what he told me on the phone. LPG landfill. I told him of our recent expansion to increase production from 50 million bushels a year to 80 million bushels a year, effective January 2017, that we will keep him informed on further expansions that will obviously increase truck traffic even more. So, next story short, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do, and you know how these projects are. You know, they plan it, and they have money set aside for those projects, and this is exactly what's going to happen. But I think let them know that situation and the way it is, you know, they might take into consideration in the near future. But one, like Larry said, I might not be around by that time.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I remember, as you talk about this now, that Leonard, he was trying to get that train lane, but that bridge to the west was too close for to make it wide through there. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, the bridge was an issue, right to the west of the entrance to the landfill.
Well, it's the same thing, you know. Leonard tried to get stoplights to the landfill, which is, you know, it creates an accident. The truck's going to turn into the landfill. But again, the curve coming from Willis is way too close for the stoplights. So
curve of the bridge.
Curve of the bridge. Exactly.
Yep.
But anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Any other committee reports? If not, we're going to move on to five, the mail and emergency business. And as you, we had a letter in there that a letter to a congressman to support the action to preserve the funding for the SCAAP. I don't know what.
Do you want to talk on that?
Yes. If you want to.
Scott?
Yeah, Chris, go ahead real quick.
Basically what that is that's reimbursement. It's been going on for a number of years. And it's reimbursement for non-citizens being housed in county jails.
Yep.
And I want to say, I was going to wait for a public comment, but thank you very much for writing that letter because I was already doing it, and I seen Joan had it on the agenda. I don't think that even comes near what we actually spend, but it helps, and it's that funding has dwindled quite a bit. I mean, they've cut it back quite a bit.
Yeah, from in 7 years, from 50 grand down to 10 grand.
Yeah, and you know that immigration or illegal has went the other direction, so it's not. Now, in Thurston County, I know we dealt with that still, but it was a lot more money in Thurston County. We dealt with a tenth of the people we deal with here.
Yep.
So, and that's not counting Hispanic or any nationality. That's just people that are here that are not, you know, that are not legal, that's draining our local tax.
Yeah.
So basically that's all it is. I appreciate the letter. I'll be writing one also myself.
Yep, okay. Yeah, we'll get it signed and sent off. Thanks, Chris. Okay, public comment. Anyone from the public? I see Larry left. Dang it. If there's none, Ronnie, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, if there's none, we are adjourned, and our next regular meeting is going to be on March 27th, 2017. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
And Scott, are we the 27th with the jailers? Or is that the 20th or the 27th? We're meeting with the
20th.
20th.